Hello and welcome. This is audio number 5, Job Search Strategy, included in the Jumpstart Your Job Search Home Study Program, created with Create Your Career Path with HallieCrawford.com. My name is Darcy Holoweski, Certified Career Coach and author of the program. So let's get into your job search strategy and the different things that you'll do as you're looking for a job. There's going to be two distinct parts to this section. There is both the attitude that you bring to your job search, and then there's going to be the nuts and bolts and ideas and tips that I give around some different strategic things that you can do to get out there, meet people, and be open to the job opportunities that are there. So let's start first talking about the attitude that you bring to your job search, because it is extremely important in the strategy that you have. And it is a strategic maneuver. If you allow what you hear most people talking about, if you allow what is being said in the newspaper around unemployment rates and other things like that, if you allow that to get you down, you will bring a poor attitude to your job search. You'll believe that it's not possible for you to find a job you love, and you'll feel bitter or cynical or saddened by the state of your affairs. And unfortunately, that's not going to help you to get a job. It will keep you in that same feeling for longer, and you'll miss opportunities that come your way, or opportunities won't come your way because of the attitude that you're bringing to events that you go to the discussions that you have with people. You won't be bringing your A game to those opportunities, and so people won't be thinking about you as much when they think about jobs that are coming open or things like that. So anyway, it's incredibly important that you give yourself an attitude check around your job search. Ask yourself, who do I want to be in my job search? Do I want to be a jaded, cynical, disappointed, and bitter person? Or am I willing to rise above that and choose to be positive and choose to believe that there are possibilities out there for me? I'm not asking you to be Pollyanna. I'm not asking you to make up things that aren't true. But what is true is that people are finding jobs. No matter what the economy is like, there are still open jobs and there are still opportunities that you can create for yourself. And that is still true. So just choose to look at that part of the truth. And not the part of the truth that says that you'll never find a job and that it's really hard to find a job these days. Instead, choose what you're going to believe and what's going to be true for you. You can always find examples at either extreme. You can find examples of people that have been job searching for months and years, and you can find examples of people who did a 10-day job search and landed another job. So choose to use the examples that will inspire you and help you move forward. Job searching is not an easy activity. You're incredibly vulnerable. There's unknowns in every direction. You're not exactly sure what strategies are going to give you the best results. So it can be a very challenging time. Make a commitment to yourself that you're going to be as kind to yourself and as positive as you can during this time so that you can get the best results and feel okay in the process. It won't be all misery and drudgery. So I want to provide a few different ideas to help you bring a positive attitude to your job search. One of them is going to be around the idea of time management. So when you're job searching, it's very important that you create a structure for yourself that you can follow. Similar to how an actual job would provide a structure normally, time is a great way to help structure yourself. So you can use different tools, whether it's writing things down in a calendar, setting goals at the beginning of the week for things you want to accomplish that week, and then setting time aside for those. There are some different things around managing your time that will help you to structure yourself and get the things done that you want to So it's not just day after day, you kind of, you know, just the days pass, the hours pass, the weeks pass, and you're not moving forward and getting things done. Imagine for a moment that you showed up to a job the way that you can sometimes show up to your job search, sort of haphazardly searching around the internet, going to the fridge every few minutes to look around and look for a snack, checking out the latest YouTube videos or looking on Hulu to see what NBC shows have shown up there, you know, this past week. Those kinds of things will not help you to move forward in your job search. But scheduling your time and saying, okay, I'm going to spend the next, say, 2 hours looking at different companies that I'm interested in working for, or I'm going to spend the next X amount of time going out to meet new people, meet new contacts, go out for coffee with people, that will help me with, you know, my different goals. You can say, for instance, one of your weekly goals can be that you'll take X number of people out to coffee to talk with them about who they might know, who could have a contact that's looking for people to work for them, et cetera. You can kind of make your goals based on what's important for you. Like I've mentioned in the workbook, you want to treat your job search like a job. So structure it the way you would structure your workday, as if you were getting paid, and that will help you get paid sooner. Another important part with time management is that you plan time that you're working diligently on your job search, and then you also plan time when you're not thinking about your job search. If you think about your job search 24/7, you will burn out, and it will be incredibly difficult to bring a positive attitude to it. So therefore, you need to give yourself some downtime. It's important. It will help your job search be more effective. So you need to give that to yourself. Just like you need to spend time working on specific job search activities, you also need to take a break so that you can be fresh. So this is an opportunity to really think about, what are some things that I enjoy that would get my mind off of my job search? Think about your personality. Are you someone who likes to be out with people? Does that help you get your mind off of things? Or are you someone who wants to do something more isolated, more on your own, more independently? Or do you want to do a mixture of activities? Would that be good for you? In the workbook, there is a space. I've given you some different examples that I know have worked for me in terms of when I need to get away and relax, and also some for my clients. Also, I want you to think about, personal to you, what are some things that you'd like to commit to doing that you would enjoy that would get your mind off of your job search? So some of the things I mentioned are around relaxation, being able to relax, whether it's going out to a park, going to a place where maybe there's canoeing in your area and it's a good time of year for that. Maybe you can just take a hike around. Be out in nature. This helps you to get out of your own head, be in a new environment, enjoy yourself, and be thinking about something else. Also helpful could be to find, you know, you might not consider yourself a very creative person, but it doesn't matter. You don't have to create a work of art, but it can be really helpful to get your creative juices out there. Get them flowing. That will actually help in your job search. So do something creative. Maybe you enjoy working with colored pencils or paints or oil pastels. Go to an art supply store and treat yourself to a few different items that are colorful and interesting, and then spend some time on your own enjoying creating something. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to go into a gallery for thousands of dollars after. This is for you. You're spending some time on yourself to do something that you enjoy that will help you be more fresh for your job search. One thing I really like to remind my clients of is that when they're relaxing, they want to relax. There is no sense in trying to do a relaxing activity if you're thinking about your job search or your stress the whole time. One thing that can help with this is to remind yourself to take deep breaths while you're in your job search phase or you're relaxing. Taking deep breaths helps your body to relax. It helps to turn off your mind and helps you get into your body. So keep that in mind. As I mentioned, getting into your body is important. Our job searching happens all up in our head where we think about things and worry about things. So it's important to give your body some exercise. It can even be enjoyable. So as I mentioned in the workbook, you don't have to just go out for a run. You could ask a friend to go kick a soccer ball around with you or throw a frisbee. You can put on some fun music and dance for even just a couple of minutes. It will put you in a new mindset and change your mood, and that's really important. Maybe in the first thing in the morning you like to stretch or do a few yoga moves, even sign up for a class. These kinds of things will help you to release tension, make you feel more alive, and enjoy your day-to-day life. So now think for yourself, what are some things that you want to commit to doing that you think you'd enjoy? Maybe they're things you haven't allowed yourself the time for in years. Go ahead and write a few of those down in your workbook. The next thing I want to talk about is also has to do with attitude. And this is an idea that's very powerful if you can use it. And that's to not take your job search personally. And what this means is that it's really important to keep the focus on you in your job search, not everyone else and how you perceive that they're treating you. I talk with so many clients who are in a job search who are very discouraged. And often what they talk with me about is how other people have treated them or what they've heard from other people. Of course, there are going to be horror stories. I cringe every time I hear someone say they went in for an interview, they were so excited, and then they never heard back from the employer. They might have called to follow up and never heard back. That's very disappointing. True. You can give yourself a little bit of time to be disappointed, but then you need to bounce back and say, okay, that opportunity didn't work out. I was excited, and then I got disappointed. I am not going to carry that disappointment into my next opportunity. You need to let it go. It's not personal. And that can be kind of strange to really think about and to acknowledge, but it's really true. You feel like you're putting yourself out there in your job search, and you are. You're trying to put your best foot forward. You're trying to stay professional. You're trying to market yourself. You're getting out of your comfort zone. These are all places where you're going to feel, in taking a risk, you're nervous to fail. And unfortunately, every job search involves some failure because you're not going to get every job that you apply to. So just acknowledge that it's a challenging situation and commit to not taking it personally as much as you can so that it will allow you to be fresh for each new opportunity that presents itself. Now let's get into the nuts and bolts of your job search strategies and some different things that you're going to want to plan on implementing if you haven't already. One thing that it's very important that I talk with my clients about is I ask them, what are you currently doing in your job search? And often they'll mention one or two main ways that they're job searching. The internet is usually one of them. And then they'll say something else. Maybe it's talking with friends and family. Maybe they have one networking event that they go to, something like that. So there's often one or two ways that they're relying on those ways to work for them to get them a job. And the truth is that nowadays it's really important that you're doing lots of different things to help you get a job. You're using lots of different avenues. So I list for you, actually, from the book, What Color is Your Parachute? I list for you from that book what Richard Nelson Bowles talks about in terms of the success rate of different strategies. And you can see there that one strategy does not have a 100% success rate. But not only that, some of the more popular ways that people search have low success rates. So, for instance, applying to jobs that are posted on the internet has a 4 to 10% success rate, which really isn't very high at all. Also, if you just send out resumes to random companies and employers, the success rate is 7%. These are very passive ways to job search, and it's not that they're 100% not effective. It's not that they don't work at all. They obviously work in some situations, but you're not going to want to rely on those for the bulk of your job search. So therefore, you're going to want to use some other strategies that allow you to be more face-to-face with people, make connections with people, and I list a few of those in the workbook. One of them is talking with people you know, friends, family, neighbors, church members, community members. Talk with them about your job search. Even your career center, if you went to a college at the career center from your school, see what resources they have available. Let everyone you know that you're job searching. And don't be afraid to ask for help. Do you have any contacts that you might know? Is there anyone that you know that works at a company that may be hiring? This is what I'm looking for. Tell them what you're looking for and say, do you have any ideas for me? Talk with everyone about this. You don't have to go on, and try not to go into the negative mode of saying, oh, it's so hard these days and all of that. Instead, just see if somebody has any information or contacts that they'd be willing to give you. That can be a very helpful way to job search. Also, the more that you get out there and meet different employers and expand your network, the more success you'll have. So therefore, I talk in the workbook a little bit about getting out from behind your computer. There are some strategies that you can use with just using your computer, and those are fine, but don't rely on that completely. You're going to want to get out and meet new people. And so that brings us to the idea of networking. Networking is an extremely important part of your job search, and there are lots of different ways to do it. It can be face-to-face. It could be face-to-face at a networking event. It could be face-to-face in an informational interview. It could be talking with friends and family. That's a type of networking. It can also even be behind your computer now with the social media sites that are available. So we'll talk about all those different ways in this audio, and they're listed in the workbook as well. I know a lot of times people cringe at the word networking. They say, oh, it's so inauthentic, and it's a big room full of people that don't know each other and are just trying to see what they can get from people. Well, try to think about it in a different way. Try to think about it simply as a social situation where you're going to meet some new people and make some new contacts, make connections. You're not going to a networking event to get a job offer. You're going to make connections. So just use it for that. Make some connections. And you don't want to be all me, 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 like just talking about yourself, and then when you find out about the other person, if you don't think they're a good match, you just walk away. You don't want to do that. You want to bring the etiquette and the friendliness that you have to the networking events or to your job search if you're meeting new people, so you can say, okay, how could I help this person? Instead of thinking, what can I get? If you think, how can I help? That's a much better way to make a connection. And then if down the line they do hear about new jobs or hear about something that you'd be able to possibly apply for, they'll be able to let you know. Excuse me. The next thing I want to talk about in networking is around being at networking events. You can find networking events in lots of different ways. You could look at your professional organizations for your whatever profession you're in, see what kind of events they have in your area. You can consider different interests and hobbies that spin off of your career and see if there are any events that occur around that interest or hobby. You can also look up group sites, like on the internet. There's a site, www.meetup.com, and it's listed in the workbook. This is a site where people invite others to get together around certain topics. See if there's anything that relates at all to your career in terms of a meetup group in your area. And if there's not, consider starting one on your own. This is a way to immediately be seen as an expert in your field if you're leading a group about a certain topic, and it'll also allow you to meet other people who are interested in similar things. It's just a different way to make connections. Now you want to think, once you've identified events, you want to think about presenting yourself at them. How do you want to present yourself? This goes back to attitude. please don't show up for a networking event with a bad attitude. If you do, you might as well not be there. So if you're going to show up 100% and set goals for yourself. Possibly it's been a rough day and your 100% that day isn't what it usually is. That's okay. Give it your best. And set goals based on what's realistic but also a stretch for you. So if for you, talking with two or three people feels like it was really, oh gosh, I can only talk to a couple people tonight, stretch that a little bit, make it five. Tell yourself, I will talk to five new people today, and I will see how I can help them and see if they might have any connections to help me. So give yourself some goals that you can stick to, and then afterwards you can say, I did it, and you can celebrate your success, even if it didn't lead to a job opportunity right away. You put together some little steps that will lead to success eventually. When you talk to people at events, you want to be clear about what you're looking for and what you offer. So you want to think, who am I and what do I want? This goes back to your strengths that we've talked about repeatedly. Think about the strengths that you have and be able to talk about them. This is helpful around interviewing, which we already talked about, and it can also be helpful with the networking events that you go to. You don't want to come up with a canned statement that you memorize and then say over and over. This seems inauthentic, and it's not very interesting for people to talk with you if it feels like you're reading from a script board. So therefore, you want to be natural, but also be able to express yourself clearly and concisely about what you'd like and what you can do. So go ahead and practice that before you go. One thing that you can set up after you meet people at networking events, or just when you hear through different contacts, when they have people that they think would be good for you to meet, you can schedule what they call informational interviews with them. And this is really just a brief meeting, face-to-face usually. It could be over the phone if necessary, where you're talking with the person about their job, possibly their company, and you're finding out more information. This is not a job interview. So I suggest you do not bring your resume. You don't want to make it seem like you're looking for a job right then. This is sort of the precursor to the job interview. This is where you're just finding out more information. See if there's a good connection between you and this person. If they like you, they'll be more interested in helping you out. So just ask for a few minutes of their time, 20 to 30 minutes, less if you think they're really busy and wouldn't agree to a 30-minute meeting. Ask that you could take them out for coffee or you could meet them in their office, whatever is convenient for them. And then have some questions prepared that you want to ask them about their industry, about their company, about their specific job or the field they're in. And ask those questions to show your interest in learning more. You can ask about what makes someone successful in this field. What kind of background are you looking for when you hire in this field? What's the job outlook looking like? You can ask all those types of questions. If they ask you, oh, you seem like a great candidate, you have your resume, you can say, oh, I didn't bring it with me, but I'm happy to send it to you, and you can send it over email later. This shows that you weren't going fishing for a job. You were going to actually learn information. That's important with the informational interview. At the end of it, you thank the person for their time, of course, and then you ask if they know of anyone else that you think it would be good for that they think it would be good for you to contact. This is very helpful because it increases your network. Now let's talk about a very popular way to job search. It's relatively new, and that's around networking with social media. So this is a way to stay behind your computer, but to still make valuable connections that can help in your job search. We're going to talk about three different social media networking tools, and they're LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. So let's start with LinkedIn. LinkedIn I start with because it is the professional social networking site. It is where professionals go to network and make connections with each other. So it's a perfect forum for you to look to meet people who may have connections to job opportunities. So I go through three different steps in order to be savvy in your LinkedIn profile. So step number one is that you want to create an interesting profile. I don't suggest you just copy and paste your resume for your profile. You want to spend a little bit of time on this, and so it's compelling for people to read and they become interested in you. So one thing that you can do is where you include under your name, there's a short headline. So for this, you want to think about, what do I want to do? So you can consider, what are keywords that I want to include here that if people are searching for this type of professional, that they'll find me? And I give an example in the workbook around a human resources professional. Also keep in mind, as you're creating your profile, that you want it to feel warm. You want to be, this is about building relationships. So you don't want it to be too cold, but it's important that it also stays very professional. So think about your personality. What's special about your professional personality? Are you a real fun person at work? Are you somebody who's very organized? Whatever you feel like you bring special to your job environment, you want to think about giving off that impression with your LinkedIn profile. The next step around LinkedIn is to make connections with people. Of course, that's what this is all about. So go ahead and find people in your network or in your own contacts, your personal contacts that you know that you want to connect with. And what's cool about LinkedIn is that they allow you to see those contacts, they allow you to see their network, and then all of the network of those people as well. So there's 3 degrees of separation that you can have access to. And with that, if you only have a few people that you know that are on LinkedIn, with all of their contacts and their contacts, you can easily get up to, you know, thousands of possible contacts and connections through it. There are over 25 million users of LinkedIn. So this is a great way to connect with people in all different industries and fields. And then the next step with LinkedIn is that you really want to use your connections well. You want to maintain those contacts. And this does take some work, and it takes a balance. I'll explain in the don't section where you don't want to be in contact too much with your network. They don't want to feel like they're getting spam from you. But at the same time, you want to be seen and known on LinkedIn to your contacts. So again, using the etiquette that you would use in a friendly relationship, think about, how can I help people on here? How can I be of service? You might want to introduce different people. You may want to talk about similarities you notice between one person's profile and yours. Just like you would if you're meeting new people, think about the things that you could professionally talk about and then be able to send them a message or be able to connect with them in that way. And this will all help your relationships with your contacts so that they're thinking about you if they hear of job opportunities. Now let's talk about Facebook. Facebook has traditionally been a social networking site, so it hasn't been for professional networking, but it has started to be used in that way if you want it to. And so you need to decide for yourself, is my Facebook site going to be for fun and personal use, or am I going to use it professionally? You want to make a clear distinction, because if it's personal, then you probably don't want to use it for networking if you've got different pictures on there or you say different things on there that you wouldn't necessarily want professional contacts to hear about and know about. And this is where you need to be very careful. Facebook is a public site, so anyone can see what you post. So you just want to be really careful that you're giving the impression that you want and that your goals are being achieved through the different sites that you have. So really consider this in terms of what your profile looks like. Make it simple and clean. Think about what pictures you're posting. Keep that professional and don't include things like what you did late on a Saturday night or something. You want to keep it, like I said, professional. And then be careful of the friend you choose, because remember, all your friends can view everyone else's friends. So if all your contacts can view all your friends, they will look at you in terms of the friends that you have on there. So you just want to be careful. Great. Now let's talk about Twitter. Twitter is also a social networking, it's a service, but it's much different than Facebook and LinkedIn. And it's like you don't have the same type of thing with your profile and the connections. You are connecting with people. However, it's much different in terms of the style and length of what you can post. Twitter is based on text, so it's all a text-based message system, and it's really short. So you can't post anything that's longer than 140 characters. So it's really a way to stay in touch with people in the moment, to send a quick little bit of information, and then to see if people respond to it, or to see if you can get some more information based on what you post or what other people post. There is a separate site to Twitter called twitterjobsearch.com, and it's listed in your workbook. And this is a way, through keywords and answering the question, what do you want to do, you put in the job that you're looking for or other keywords around a job that you want, and all of the different posts come up that include some of those keywords. And so it has been used by people as a job searching tool. And that's a little different than a networking tool where you make contacts. That's actually a very clear connection to jobs that are available. So that's another way to enhance your job search and to use it as one of your possible job search strategies. Keep in mind, at the end of this section, I do include in the workbook some things you're not going to want to do in social media. Again, as we've talked about lots of times, your photo is important, so make sure it's professional. You really want to be careful about what you say about other people, about yourself. You want to stay positive at all times. Remember that the posts don't go away that you put up. Something that you say in anger at one point, if an employer treats you in a way you don't respect, or if you've had a bad experience somewhere, please don't post it negatively on a social networking site. That will stay with you. People will see that. And other employers won't like to see that you're bad-mouthing people. That will give you a negative impression. Even if something happened that wasn't positive, you want to keep that to yourself and not post it for the whole world to see on social networking sites. Another thing that I mentioned already a little bit was about spamming your contact, your network. You don't want to do that. You need to balance the line of staying in contact with people and being helpful, and then also not being overbearing so that they feel like you're pestering them or that they even hide you. It's possible for them to hide your posts. And you don't want that to happen because then your network is not working for you. It's also very important to stay honest with what you put in all of your job search materials or what you talk about. You have to stay honest, and that's no different for social media. So those are some different tips for being savvy around social media, especially with LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. So in this section, really, like I said, there were two main parts to keep in mind. The big one is around your attitude and what attitude you're bringing. And the other one is around just some nuts and bolts strategies that will help you to diversify what you're doing and be more successful in your job search. Thank you so much for listening. My name again is Darcy Holoweski. I'm a certified career coach, and this is for the Jumpstart Your Job Search Home Study Program with Create Your Career Path and HallieCrawford.com. Thank you again.